Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge. International aid agencies are warning that 6 million Somalis need urgent help to survive. Somalia is now facing the most severe drought in living memory. Half the population, according to reports, is going hungry. Al Imdad Foundation is now in Somalia, and we're joined online by Hafiz Hamza Badruddin. Hafiz Hamza, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you so much for having us on the show to share some insights on the situation and what we're doing here in Somalia.
Right. What's happening? I mean, it's an obvious question, isn't it? We know that there's a tremendous amount of famine. Starvation and famine is one of the most, the worst of the silent killers, because people, you watch people dying. It's as simple as that. What's happening right now?
Okay, so what's happening right now is there's an extended drought. So for the last few seasons, there's been very poor rainfall. And as a result, you've had crop failures, you've had livestock. Two-thirds of all the livestock has passed away, I mean, has died. So you've had people losing all their animals, all their crops. They've got no water in the rural areas. And so you've just had mass displacements. There's been something like 680,000 people that have been displaced since November 2016. And basically these people leave their homes, nothing, and they trek for hundreds of kilometers until they reach urban centers. And like around the urban areas, you have tens of thousands of people living in these makeshift tents. So they're basically just like little round igloo-shaped tents that they make out of twigs and scraps, and they're living there, and in the urban areas, they're hoping that there'll be aid agencies that come along and give them some form of assistance and water. There's usually a few water supplies in the urban areas, and they're just hoping that they can survive like that. So it's really a very difficult situation. You were speaking a little bit about famine earlier. So what happens is a famine declared after there's a scale of food insecurity. At the moment in Somalia, there are 3.3 million people who are in phases 3 and 4 on the food insecurity scale. So what that means is just a little longer and they will be in complete famine. And basically, that means deaths every day to starvation. It means severe malnutrition that can have lifelong impacts. I mean, it's really, we're looking at a situation that really needs to be avoided. There was a famine in Somalia in 2011, and that took the lives of about 260,000 people. So that's what we're trying to avoid here.
Yes, in fact,
interventions.
Yeah, in fact, I was in Somalia during that 2011 famine, and the harrowing stories that I heard from the people trekking from the rural areas, which were absolutely dead in terms of water and moisture and crops and animals, that a family of 25 would start out on the trek, and only 4 or 5 would actually get to the urban center. It's these kind of things that really bring home, doesn't it, the scale of these disasters.
You're quite correct. It's that human element, you know, those when we go to these camps and we speak to the people and we see these people. I mean, many of them are like elderly people who have come hundreds of kilometers, and then it's purely the will to survive that's driving them on, you know. And then there's countless it's actually scary how many women are holding infants when they come in to distribution centers when they come to collect their water in the camps when we distribute the water as well. And it's like these children, imagine what they went through on these long journeys, you know, across this very arid land. I mean, from your own experience, I'm sure you know. But it's very dry, and the inland areas, and so it's really a difficult journey for them.
No, absolutely. In fact, I can remember some of the women finding leaves and boiling them up to eat, just to try and put something in their stomachs. And what is Al Imdad actually doing? Where is Al Imdad based? And what sort of intervention are you indulging in at the moment?
Okay, so what has happened in Somalia, there was the declaration of the drought, a national disaster, was in February. And the Al Imdad Foundation started our intervention in early April, just to help to avoid a repeat of that famine. So we were working on the ground with partners, so doing distributions of emergency food aid hampers and water tanker distributions at displacement camps. And then we've also had two teams on the ground. So I'm part of the second team. The first team was in April, and then we sent through this team as well. So basically this team, we had a significant contribution from a community in Polokwane. It was the Polokwane Muslim Trust Welfare Fund. And they made a significant contribution towards the Somalian crisis. And so the representatives from Polokwane actually came along with us to witness the distribution of the aid and to kind of interact with the people and see the crisis firsthand. So we started off in Mogadishu, which is the capital city of Somalia. And in Mogadishu, on the outskirts of Mogadishu, there's tens of thousands of camps, of tents in various camps. So basically, there's different areas. One is the Kahza camp, which we started off in. And so what happens is we work with an organization on the ground in Somalia called the Zamzam Foundation. Right. And what they do is they help to identify families that are especially needy in these camps. So, I mean, everyone is needy, but some are especially needy. And then we provide, like, food hampers that will last them for about a month. And we know the month of Ramadan is coming up as well, so we're hoping to help them to have enough to sustain them through the month of Ramadan as well.
So looking at the scenario, how can somebody in South Africa make a difference? I mean, very, very noble project by the people of Polokwane, but how can anybody in South Africa make a difference to the Somali situation?
Sure. We have our ongoing Somalia Emergency Relief Program, and donations can be made into that fund, and the operations are continuing. As I said, we do work through partners on the ground, and we are sending teams through as well to do the distributions. So anyone, we encourage one and all to contribute. They can donate online at www.alimdad.com, or they can call us on 0861-786-243 for more information, and we can do tele-donations as well on that number.
Donors
can make a difference like that.
Absolutely. So the people of Somalia need your help. 3.3 million people on the brink, and we can make a difference. Hafiz Hamza Badruddin from the Al Imdad Foundation talking to us from Somalia on the ground there. Thanks for chatting to us. Everything of the best, and may your aid project go from strength to strength.
Jazakumullah khairan. Thank you for giving us the time to spread this message, inshallah.